and welcome once again to the program. We're looking at what in the world is going on. We're into the prophecies in the book of Revelation. It talks about four horsemen in chapter 6. We're going to look at that first horse, the white horse. Stay tuned. Revelation chapter 6, verse number 1 and 2 says, I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, Come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. We're going to look at this in a minute, something that's taking place right after the rapture of the Christians out of this world. Before we look at it, listen to this message and song, Some Golden Daybreak, Jesus Will Come.
Some glorious morning, sorrow will cease. Some glorious morning, all will be peace. Heartaches all ended, labor all done. Heaven will open, Jesus will come. Some golden day break, Jesus will come. Some golden day break, that hope all won. He'll shout the victory, break through the gloom. Some golden day break, for me, hearts will gladden, all shall be bright. Goodbye forever to earth's dark night. Changed in a moment, like him to be. Oh, glorious day break,
thought lately how it's really going to be when we see our loved ones again. Oh, what a precious thought. No more tears, no more saying goodbye, and really, no more memories, because then all will be sight.
Eternally, oh,
the white horse and the rider on the white horse represents the Antichrist. It's interesting that there's another white horse in the book of Revelation, and that is found in Revelation 19, verse 11. And that white horse rider is the Lord. It says, "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war." It's interesting that the devil always counterfeits the things that God does. For example, in the book of Revelation, we'll see here, there is a satanic trinity. There's the dragon, which is anti-God, the beast, which is anti-Christ, and the false prophet, which is anti-Holy Spirit. Also, we find that in Christ, he has a ecclesia, an assembly, and the devil does the same thing. The Antichrist will have a church that is called in Revelation 2:9 the synagogue of Satan. Christ will have a bride, and the Antichrist will also have a bride. See Revelation chapter 17. Christ has a cup, the communion cup, and the Antichrist has a cup, the cup of devils, 1 Corinthians 10:21. Christ has an earthly ministry that lasted for 3.5 years, and the Antichrist, the first 3.5 years of the tribulation is a time of peace, but we find in the last half of the tribulation is quite different. The Godhead, concerning the Lord, the Godhead is the Trinity, which is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And as we have seen, Satan will also manifest himself as the Trinity in the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. Now, concerning this white horse rider that comes in Revelation chapter 6 and verse number 1, we see that he does not ride in with a crown, but one is given to him. He has a bow, but he has no arrow with that bow. This person will control his followers through his influence without firing a shot. He is a type of the Antichrist who will deceive Israel into believing that he is their long-awaited Messiah, and he will actually present himself that he is Christ. Concerning the Antichrist, we read back in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9 and 10, "Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved." The rider on the white horse went forth conquering and to conquer, Revelation chapter 6. And verse number 2. Now we see the shadow of this white horse rider riding through our local churches today. And what he is doing is he is having a tremendous influence on what used to be fundamental independent Baptist churches. He is destroying our churches without firing a shot. He is symbolic of the philosophies that are now accepted in what were once fundamental churches. The Bible warns us about not being spoiled through philosophy. Colossians chapter 2 verse 8 says, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." Our philosophy of ministry is a system of values by which we will operate a church, or, for that matter, our homes or our own personal lives. Many fundamental individuals today, many churches, are being conquered today through values that are contrary to the Word of God. The dictionary definition of philosophy is a theory or attitude held by a person or an organization that acts as a guiding principle for behavior. And so we've seen in recent years, as never before, the influence of this white horse rider coming through our churches today, changing the behavior, the system of values that is arrived at by logical reasons rather than truth, is referred to here as vain deceit after the tradition of men. Our churches are being flooded with a philosophy of ministry that is after the tradition of men. Now, we have no shortage of warning. It says in 2 Peter 2:13 that they are spots spots that are blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivingness while they feast with you. 2 Peter 3:17 says, seeing you know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Jude 1:12 says, these are spots in your feasts of charity when they feast with you. Matthew 16:6 says, take heed and beware of the leaven. Again, Colossians 2:8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. Beware means to act, it's an act of observing something accurately, constantly looking as danger approaches. Now it says here, let it beware lest any man spoil you. Any man. And the context of this phrase is within the local church. In James 1:26, if any man among you seem to be religious, 1 Timothy 6:3, if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, 2 Thessalonians 3:14, if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him. Galatians 1:9, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Colossians 2:4, and this I say, if any man should beguile you with enticing words. Now this is not going on in some bar somewhere or some dance floor. All of these verses are in the context of the local church. And Paul said, beware lest they spoil you by vain deceit. Spoil you. To spoil is to impair the value or the quality of something, to damage something irreparable, to make it ruin, to impair the unity of something, to spoil through philosophy. Again, I want to read that definition of theory or attitude held by a person or organizer that acts as a guiding principle for our behavior. Beware lest any man spoil you. A deceitful philosophy is spread by someone who's guilty of misleading and misrepresenting the truth. The word rudiments here means the first principles of a subject, and is talking about the rudiments of the world. In other words, it's not after Christ, they're after the world system. Churches that used to call themselves fundamental independent Baptist churches, a lot of them have taken the sign Baptist off the door, and that's a good thing. A lot of them have taken the sign church off the door, and that's a good thing too, but they act like they're churches. They want people to pretend they're churches. They got their rock and roll equipment in there, and they're banging on their drums and singing this rock and roll type hymns. And what are they doing? They are guilty of falling into the influence of doing things after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. And so we have the influence of the infiltrators. In James 3:6, they are among our members and they defile the whole body. James 3:13, who is a wise man endued with knowledge among you? James 4:1, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Through the philosophies of the white horse rider coming through our churches with his influence, changing the philosophy without firing a shot. He's not going to come in there and start a fight. He just works gradually like the devil works, and he will change the behavior of an individual, the behavior of a home, and the behavior of a local church. I will read Colossians 2:8 one more time. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. In our next program, we're going to look at Revelation 1:7-8. Says, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come. We'll look at this verse in our next message. Be sure and tune in.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. morning when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share. When his chosen one shall gather to their home beyond the skies and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.